Okay, so there's a lot of problems. It's much. It's by Shalashuddis, and your Shalashuddis is going longer and longer than you expected. And now it's after Shkia, it's after Tzeis already. You've been singing, you know, you did Nefesh 25 times already. And now you come to the time to bench. So do you say Ritzei or not? So the Rush says that you don't say Ritzei because now it's Matzei Shabbos. And just like if you forgot to daven Mincha on Shabbos, and now you have to daven Mariv twice. So what type of, you do Tashuman for Mincha, what type of Marav do you daven Matzei Shabbos? Cool. You daven Chol, two weekday type of Shmoneh Esrei. So he says, so too over here. You forgot to bench, or you didn't bench, you not forgot, you didn't bench by Shabbos. Says the Rosh, now Matzei Shabbos, you come to bench. He says, too late, you lost the opportunity to say Ritzei. Comes along the Beis Yosef, and he brings a slew of other Rishonim who disagree with this Rosh. He says, that doesn't make any sense. Number one, because you go based on the beginning of the meal. The beginning of the meal started on Shabbos, so you should say Ritzei. And also he says it's totally different than davening. Davening, if you botch Mincha Shabbos afternoon, but when it comes to Mariv time, it's not the time of Mincha anymore. So of course you're not going to say Shabbos, Tefillah, Matzei Shabbos. But when it comes to one big Suda, when it's all one big part of a meal, of course you could still say Ritzei, Matzei Shabbos. Says the Beis Yosef, he concludes, you should say Ritzei, Matzei Shabbos, and you're benching. Halacha l'maisa, he paskins that way in the Shulchan Aruch. In Kuf Peches Yud, he says, Hayo'ochel v'yatzah Shabbos, you're eating and all of a sudden your Shalashuddis gets elongated to the point that it's now Matzei Shabbos. Mazkir shal Shabbos bebirchas ha-mozim. You do say Ritzei, Tazlin and Basar hascholas ha-su'uda. You go based on the beginning of the meal. The beginning of the meal started on Shabbos. So now you say Ritzei Matzei Shabbos. Very simple, right? Everyone knows this halacha. You start Shalashuddis, it goes into late into the night, you still say Ritzei.
Before davening Maariv.
Oh, that's my next question. So what about now, let's say you daven Maariv. So in other words, someone actually asked me this Shaiwa a few weeks ago, he was running into daven Maariv, and he says, oh, he was in the middle of a Leibadik of Shalashuddis, he didn't bench it. Now does he go back, and he goes back home, he already daven Maariv, does he say Ritzei or not? No, what do you think?
No,
it's a Mishnah Berurah says that explicitly. Mishnah Berurah on this in Lamed Beis, he writes, the Kosvu Achronim, the Mispalo Mariv Kodem Birchas HaMazon, if you said Mariv for Matzei Shabbos already, Eino Mazkir Shal Shabbos BeBirchas HaMazon. Why? Because the Michsi Kisasri Adadi. It looks like you have a tire to the Sasri. I just prayed weekday Mariv. So what am I going to do? I'm going to go now say Ritzei in my benching? That looks ridiculous. Is it Shabbos? Is it a weekday, right? So it seems like it's very clear, according to the Mishnah Berurah, that you do not say Ritzei in your benching anymore if you daven Mariv. Yeah.
You say the same thing if you started your meal very late.
So let's assume we started on Shabbos. Let's make it easy. You started when it was clearly Shabbos. So if you started after Shabbos, it gets a little trickier.
I'm saying if you started after
Shkia. No, so then maybe it's different. It's different in that case. Here we're talking about a case where you started Shabbos Shuddis in the proper time. Now it's just late, but you daven Maariv already. So do you say Ritzei in benching now after Maariv? Mishnah Berurah clearly says you don't. Comes along the Mishnah Berurah later on. What about Bapurim? Alanisim. Yeah, it's coming up. Oh, so what about on Purim? So you're in the middle of your labor, the kasuda, and all of a sudden you daven Maariv. It's now way Matzei Purim. Do you say Alanisim? Okay, but still, you don't say Alanisim and Shushan Purim. So maybe that is a sniff lahakil. But says the Mishnah over there, he says two opinions. One opinion he says you do say Alanisim. The other one says you don't. That's in Tuf Resh Tzadi Hei Tez Zayin. In the Mishnah Berurah, he brings down two opinions. So there you see, even though over here by Shabbos, he brings down one opinion that you don't say Ritzei. Over there, he already starts to, you know, say it's not so simple. I'll bring you another proof that maybe you should say Ritzei after Maariv. You know what? What about the famous question when Rosh Chodesh is on Sunday and Shabbos is Shabbos? Now your meal goes into Rosh Chodesh. Forget about Maariv anymore. You haven't davened Maariv yet, but now your meal is way at the end of Shabbos, but now it's into Rosh Chodesh. Do you say Ritzei and Ya'alav Yavo? Do you just say Ritzei? Do you just say Ya'alav Yavo? So the Taz is of the famous opinion that says you say both. You say Ritzei for Shabbos and Ya'alav Yavo for Rosh Chodesh. Even though Rosh Chodesh is Sunday, Shabbos is Shabbos, you say both Rosh Chodesh and Ya'alav Yavo. Why? Because the Taz says, I don't care that it looks a little bit weird. I don't care that it's a tarti disasri. I'm not worried about the fact that I'm doing two things that are contradictory to each other, says the Taz. It's okay. So I ask you, according to the Taz now, if I daven Maariv Matzei Shabbos, so now I'm coming to bench, do I say Ritzei? What was the whole reason why we said you shouldn't say Ritzei? Because it looks weird. I'm doing something Shabbistic, and I already did something Chol. That's so right. Maybe the Taz will tell me that it should be the same thing. The Taz should say, if I have two contradictory things, they don't cancel each other out. Maybe even though I daven Maariv, the Taz should say, I should still say Ritzei. Yeah?
I think you don't, because if you didn't daven Maariv, you're extending the day.
But the Taz says I don't care that I have two contradictory things. Well, I'm okay with that. The Taz says still you could have a benching of two contradictory things because you could have a Shabbos benching and a Rosh Chodesh benching put together, even though it's two different days, right? So comes along the Be'er Moshe, and he says in Chelek Aleph in the Ches, and says it's different. He says when it comes to Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos, okay, they're not necessarily a contradiction. They're two different days, but it's possible to have Rosh Chodesh on Shabbos, right? They're not two contradictory concepts, Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, but weekday B'chol and Shabbos are completely contradictory. You can't have Shabbos on Chol, you can't have Chol on Shabbos. So once you daven Maariv and say, today is Sunday, you can't then go back and bench and say, no, Ritzei, today is Shabbos. Yeah.
Are you only saying it's Sunday if you're making Abdullah with Maariv? Like if you
end up skipping. My next question. So we want to know what, say you forget Atachon and Tanu and Maariv. I'll get to that in a second. So what? But it comes out according to this Be'er Moshe, Halacha L'maisa, going forward, if you daven Maariv Matzei Shabbos, you do not say Ritzei anymore. Now comes along the question, let's say I forget Atachon and Tanu. So I daven Maariv, but I forget to make Avdolah in Maariv. So now I want to bench afterwards. Do I say Ritzei in that case or not? Comes along the Sefer Birchas Abayis, and he says, no, you do not say Ritzei either in that case, because it's not the Havdolah in Maariv which is important, not like what you're saying. It's not the Havdolah, it's just the Maariv itself, which indicates that it's Sunday. You don't need to say Havdolah. Okay, now what about the case where I want to have a Karabach, Havdolah. So I have my Shalashuddis, and all of a sudden, in the middle of my Shalashuddis, I decide to, bring out a Havdolah candle, and I make a whole Leibedika Havdolah. I haven't done Maariv yet. I haven't done anything. I just want to have, a singing Havdolah, beautiful Havdolah. Now I want a bench. So now in my benching, do I say Ritzei or not? I didn't have in Maariv yet, but I did Havdolah already.
No.
You say no. So says the Shulchan Aruch Harav. Shulchan Aruch Harav says in this case, you do not say Ritzei either because Havdolah itself is enough to end Shabbos. Okay. Now hear about the trickier question. What about your wife is very frum? Yeah? So she's very frum. So she davens Maariv even Matzei Shabbos. But what does she do? She says, Baruch HaMavdil. She also makes the Shalosh Shuddos. So she says, Baruch HaMavdil Ben Kodesh L'Chol, right? She doesn't daven Maariv yet, but now she wants to bench for Shalosh Shuddos. Yeah? All she said is Baruch HaMavdil Ben Kodesh L'Chol.
It's also an indication of ending the day.
Yeah, well, is that now she wants to bench? Does she say Ritzei? All she did was say Baruch HaMavdil Ben Kodesh L'Chol. What do you think? So if you don't know the answer, you would be in good company. The Mishnah Berurah didn't know the answer either. Mishnah Berurah says he's not sure about this case. If you just say Baruch HaMavdil Ben Kodesh L'Chol, he writes in Reish Samach Gimel Samach Zayin, he says that he's not sure what to do. Aruch HaShulchan says you don't say Ritzei. Comes along the Chuvis Van Hagosto, and he also says you don't say Ritzei in this case in Dawid Ayin Vav, and he gets mad. He says that these Hasidish Rebbes, well, what do? They tape their Shalosh Shuddos Drasha. What do? It's late into the night and you're having a tish. So they pull out a tape recorder. They say, Baruch HaMavdil Ben Kodesh L'Chol. They tape the Shalosh Shuddos Drasha. And then they go and bench. And what do? They're benching. He says, you can't say Ritzei, he says. So you're not allowed to say Ritzei. So he says, very effectively, they think they're so frum because they're having a long Shalosh Shuddos, but it's essentially not Shabbos anymore. It's not Shalosh Shuddos anymore, so you can't say Ritzei. Therefore, he says, it's better if they not tape the drasha and not end Shabbos early. He says, it's better go late and you could sing and, say your drushas, but don't end Shabbos early by saying Baruch HaMavdil Ben Kodesh L'Chol and pulling out a tape recorder. Final two questions. What about, number one, if you accidentally do malacha? You say, oh, man, I forgot. You turn on the light, and then you say, oh, I forgot to bench. See, it did melacha. It's not a daraisa. You're way past Seis HaKochavim. You just didn't say Baruch HaMavdil. You didn't have Maariv. You didn't do Avdol yet. Now, can you go, you want to bench? You turned on the light already. Do you say Ritzei or not?
I
What do you think?
It's probably better not.
Depends if
you
did it once.
So Chaim Kanievsky was asked this question in Gamani Oducha and Daf Yud Ches, and he says you're allowed to say Ritzei, and in typical Rav Chaim Kanievsky form, it's very cryptic, short answers. The Sefer doesn't really expound what the reason is. He says he's Mestaber, you're allowed to say Ritzei, I guess because it was only an accident. He didn't really mean to end Shabbos.
Yeah, if you only do one thing, but if you do multiple things, then you're already...
He says the question was asked him if you do Malacha Betos, you made a mistake. I don't know how much Malacha you did. Final question, our Mariv, multiple Mariv Minyanim. So you're sitting in this shul, it would never happen, because, you know, no one has a chutzpah to the Rav. But in other shuls, what you see is that they're having a late Shalosh Shuddis, so what do you do? 10 guys in the back, they start saying, no, Vul Racham, and they start davening Mariv in the back. The people at Shalosh Shuddis are still benching. So what do? You're sitting by Shalosh Shuddis, listening to the Rav's drasha, and in the back you hear, Baruch Hu Es Hashem Amvorach. So what do? You get up, you say, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hu Amen. And then you listen to Shalosh Shuddis drasha, now you're going to bench. Now do you say Ritzei in benching or not? What, yes?
Yes.
Yes, yes. So says the Ber Moshe. Ber Moshe says you still say Ritzei according to everyone, but he says, if you're not going to have a Marav meaning later on, in other words, you're still fressing, you're eating your Shalosh Shuddis, and you're the only one there, and everyone else is davening Marav, he says, stop eating, just daven Marav with them, and you come back, you won't say Ritzei, because you'll have to daven Marav. He says it's better to daven with the minion and end up messing up your Ritzei later on. But he says if you don't daven Marav and you just say Baruch Hu Es Hashem Amvorach, then you still say Ritzei in Marav. So the multiple Marav minyanim problem, you're still fine for Ritzei.
So as long as you personally don't do anything to end the day.
Exactly.
Oh, over here, the other people don't start Marav.